Brooklyn's Radio News Review for Friday the 11th of August to look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Shona Duthie to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at some of the headlines this week, and the Oxford Circus tube evacuation. There's the London Waterloo Station upgrade taking shape, and two Camberley care workers suspended after being caught drinking. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Shona now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And good to have you along again, Shona. Thank you for joining us. Perhaps we can start with this story from today, actually, about the fire evacuation at Oxford Circus.
Yeah, so Oxford Circus Station was evacuated as firefighters attended to investigate reports of smoke inside a tube carriage. It was described by one passenger as intense and scary. So London Fire Brigade has confirmed there was a small fire at about 8:47 this morning. An anonymous eyewitness said, at the time they said security alert, and it was really intense and scary. Everyone got really pushy and shovy, and it was intense. She explained staff wanted everyone out as quickly as possible and described the experience again as scary. So the British Transport Police has said the cause of the fire is currently not being treated as suspicious.
Right, okay, so nobody was harmed in any way, though I think a couple of people had to be treated for smoke inhalation, didn't they?
Yes, they have been taken to hospital as a precaution.
Right, yeah, indeed, but I will see some of our Surrey commuters caught up with that in the middle of London. And keeping on the transport theme, of course, commuters have been coping with the Waterloo upgrade going on currently. I think platforms 1 to 10 are out of action while all these £800 million projects in progress.
Yeah, that's right. So, and then it gets extended to 14 and during the bank holiday weekend. So at the moment, the platform extensions of 1 to 4 are actually beginning to take shape 7 days into the upgrade. The pictures that we were sent in showed how the platforms have been extended to a new signal point. So that's going to allow for 30% more capacity. At the moment, around 113,000 people commute into Waterloo during the morning rush hour between 8 and 9am. So Network Rail workers have been working 24/7 to ensure the works are finished by the end of August, so there's no more delays for the passengers.
Right, well, let's hope so. Quite a mammoth task they're up to, actually, out there. And I did actually travel in a couple of days this week on Monday and Tuesday on a morning rush hour train, and a lot less people around. I travel in from West Byfleet, and our service had gone down from 5 to 2 trains an hour, but I was right at the back of this 10-coach train, and I had an empty seat next to me all the way to Waterloo.
Incredible, isn't it?
A similar story coming home in the evening, though I do know this week we have had some problems. There was one evening, I think, when they had a signal failure, and that closed some of the other platforms that were meant to be open, and also had a trespasser in the track. There's always going to be things going on, so I think anything untoward happening, and the whole thing's a bit delicate at the moment. But I guess we've got to grin and bear it, and the benefit will be after the August bank holiday weekend.
I'm sure it will look incredible once it is all done and settled and everything's in place.
Indeed, indeed. Now, we've got a story about two Camberley care workers being suspended.
Yeah, so two care workers at Camberley Manor Care Home resigned after being caught drinking alcohol on the premises. They were suspended following concerns raised by a resident's family. A spokesman for TLC Care confirmed the pair resigned before investigations into their conduct were concluded. So Colin Mackey was the resident's family who brought up the issue. His dad was actually in Camberley Manor for around 6 months before his death on July 6th. But current manager Boz Salami said it has been alleged two care workers drank wine after their shift had finished. These individuals were suspended pending investigation and they no longer work with TLC Care. But Mr. Markey told Get Surrey he received a phone call out of the blue around 2 to 3 weeks before his father died, informing him the nursing home was considering removing his father from the care home. He said, I asked for an apology and an update about the two staff members who were drinking, but they never got back to me. I strongly feel other families who have relatives in Camberley Manor should be aware of this.
Yes, it's a pretty shocking revelation, really, isn't it? And we do hear all sorts of stories about issues at care homes. Anyway, let's move on now to Heathrow, judged as poor after a disabled passenger made to wait to disembark.
Yeah, so it was after a survey was conducted. Basically, the Civil Aviation Authority said that disabled passengers arriving at Heathrow are waiting up to 2 hours for assistance before actually getting to disembark the aircraft. So a survey of almost 1,200 passengers found that 62% rate it as poor or very poor. The CAA recorded instances of passengers not being met on arriving on the arriving aircraft and not being treated with dignity and respect. So CAA customer enforcement manager James Fremantle told the Press Association they have there have been a number of occasions where people have had to wait 1 to 2 hours on arrival at the airport. Our view is disabled passengers shouldn't have to wait any longer than other passengers. Heathrow have said they are extremely disappointed with the CAA's findings and apologised to customers affected by the poor service.
Right, yes, and for an airport that's looking to expand dramatically, it's not a good story, really, is it?
No, not really at all.
No. Now, Hollywood Bowl customers were disgusted as venue left open in a state of disarray.
Yes, so customers have questioned why the bowling alley had been left open while refurbishing work was going on. They claim unattended tools have been left around and a used nappy was found next to a bowling lane. This was at Hollywood Bowl in Kingston Road. It's actually being refurbished at the moment as part of a $500,000 investment. However, on Saturday, July 22nd, the ceiling dramatically collapsed and water gushed from the roof. People then complained of the poor evacuation by staff. But they made a decision to open the next day on the Sunday. However, customers said it was unsafe, and one woman has even reported the bowling alley to the health and safety executive. A spokesman for Hollywood Bowl said, "We are sorry for any of our customers who feel they have not had the fantastic experience they come to expect of us."
My goodness me, yes. Not too clever, that. Sounds like they rushed a bit too quickly to get it to open again.
Yeah, it does sound like that, yeah.
I guess they're wanting the income, aren't they? Now, back to trains again, with delays between Egham and Ashford due to a swan.
Yeah, so a swan actually made its way onto the line on Thursday, which was disrupting services for up to 35 minutes between Egham and Ashford. South West Trains did later confirm that the swan had been brought to safety and was now being cared for. It happened at around 7:45 a.m. after staff attended the site. But this is not the first time that Surrey commuters have been delayed by the birds. Last year, on the A3 exit slip road at Guildford, a swan decided to go for a stroll at the height of the morning rush hour. Thankfully, though, a pedestrian wielding a stick was able to shoo the bird to safety.
My goodness me, because they can be a bit dangerous, swans, can't they?
They can be a bit vicious, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always a bit careful. If I go down by Walton Bridge to Cowie Sale, there's always a lot along there, aren't there, about that beauty spot, and I'm always just a bit wary about it and just keep my distance a little bit. Anyway, finally, we've got another animal story to end with. We celebrate International Cat Day this week.
Yes, it was on Tuesday, so owners of their beloved furry feline friends got to celebrate their pets. It's been proven owning a cat can mean a number of good things, as it has been known to improve mental health, relieving stress, anxiety, and depression. So it's been advised when it's pouring outside and you need that furry warm hug, any black, ginger, Persian, short hair, munchkin, or even a stray cat will certainly do the trick.
Oh, really? That's the answer,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I think dogs are a good companion as well, aren't they?
I think they are, yeah. So either animal, I would say.
Yeah, I believe cats are, in fact, the most numerous pets in the UK. I think we've got more cats than we've got dogs. So there we are. That must say something, mustn't it? Right, well, Shona, thank you very much for taking us through those stories this week. And, of course, there's far more in the paper and on the website as well.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, bye for now. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Shona Duffy. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.